guards in the process. A federal appeals court this week said a U.S. government requirement that cigarette packs and advertisements contain graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is constitutional. It was a victory for the Biden administration and a defeat for the tobacco industry. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
A bill has passed out of the Alabama House Education Policy Committee that prohibits curriculum or instruction involving gender identity or sexual orientation. The ban would be applied to K through 12th grades in all public schools. An amendment that would have dealt with the recent Space Camp transgender worker controversy was not passed with that bill. However, another amendment was that bans the placement of the LGBTQ pride flag within classrooms. State Representative Mac Butler is sponsoring the bill. It's expanding the application of an already existing state prohibition to higher level grades. The current prohibition on this type of sexual orientation or gender identity instruction involves only grades K through 5. Butler says that schools would be responsible to enforce the law. There is no penalty attached in this bill to those who fail to do so. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A former officer with the Morgan County Jail and another man were arrested by authorities for possession of narcotics. Former Morgan County Jail Corporal Deborah Terrell's home in Decatur was part of a search warrant in which fentanyl, amphetamines, and marijuana were all discovered. 44-year-old Lester Bufkin was also arrested alongside Terrell as a result of this raid. A high school student from Sampson, Alabama, has passed an American Idol audition and will become part of the singing competition. Brant McCullough was part of a recent audition in Tuskegee that featured fellow Alabamian Lionel Richie as one of the American Idol judges. This particular episode will be airing this coming weekend on March 24th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by FCA US LLC. The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, learning all kinds of stuff. Let's go to Charles the First of Dewanee. Charles the First, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for having me on. Hello, Amy, Beth, Allison.
Hello,
Scott,
morning.
Scott Sky. And I've had to just drink water for 5 days, y'all. I've been sick. So pray for
really?
Me. Really? Yeah, yes, I have. I just tried some ice cream and coffee this morning.
And how did that go there, Charles I?
Well, I'm better. I mean, I'm way better. I still just can't eat anything, you know, but it's just all that I could do, you know. Now, okay. What I was going to say is about 3 points that have to do with this group needs religious fasting desperately, and that's the Alabama legislature.
I agree with that.
And here's the things I want to put before you, and you can tell me more about because you know. What I'm proposing here is that I'd like to know what the Senate bill actually says. Does it still include the police force that will only be have to answer to the group that's handpicked by the legislature?
What bill are we talking about?
The gambling bill.
We're talking about the gambling bill. Yes, sir. And this whole having it on September in mid September there, y'all, is that to me? It seems like they're going to add a bunch of stuff that's mainly vices that a whole bunch of people will come in September that want to participate in these vices to vote for, because if you came in November, you would have persons that are more Christian that are voting for the presidential election that might not vote it in. Have the ballots already been made up for November? Why would you want things to cost us so much to have another election, all the poll workers out, and everything that happens? I absolutely think that they are going to put more things in what you're going to vote for, and that it's going to be detrimental, and they want it passed.
Well, I mean, you're hitting right around the truth. The reason, and it's a fairly good reason, that they wouldn't want put the gambling bill at the same time as the general election is they would like to win the close congressional district race. District 2, is that right? They would like to win 2, and their feeling is that if they have the election on the general election day, they have a worse chance of winning Congressional District 2. But at the same time, the same people who want to preserve Congressional District 2 want to pass gambling. So the way to do that is separate out the election days and have one set aside, especially for the gambling legislation or the gambling constitutional amendment, and then come back a few weeks later and have the general election vote. That's what they're doing. They're trying to have their cake and eat it, too. They're trying to win both things.
Isn't the status of the bill that it's the House passed it? It's back in the Senate now, right?
No. So the House passed basically the governor's version,
right,
which was like the whole shebang, the everything. I had 10 casinos, two in Jefferson County, the police force, the lottery, everything. The Senate came back and proposed what they're calling a lottery-only bill, but that's very deceptive.
Okay.
Because what it does is it puts in the bill that the governor would have to negotiate a contract with the Porch Creek Indians. And all it would do would give the Porch Creek Indians control over the casinos that they could put anywhere, because once you remove in the Constitution no games of chance, then that takes it to class three gaming and everything. They can do any kind of casino gaming, and so it just gives the Porch Creek Indians the monopoly. Okay. Gosh, y'all got to give me a heads up.
Sorry.
Okay. Amy Best in the captain's chair. I just got thrown off. But anyway, so it gives the Porch Creeks the monopoly on the casinos. So the Senate passed a version. The House passed a version. What happens now is it goes to conference committee, where they will take three senators and three House members, and they will try and work out the differences and come up with one bill that will then have to go back to each chamber to be voted on. The problem is they haven't gone to conference committee yet because they don't have the votes. And there's so much confusion and everybody is being so greedy right now that the gambling bill is kind of crumbling before our eyes, which I'm all for.
That's good news.
But, what about the first part of it, Allison? The part where creating the gambling police force and making gambling illegal as something you prosecute, that's a different bill. Has it got both of the legislature and the Senate for that piece of legislation?
My understanding is that the Senate version and the House version both contain this police force that would basically be able to enforce arrests, do whatever they wanted. And both versions contain that. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but that is my understanding.
Yeah, they don't answer to Aaliyah. They answer to a little clique of the legislature that, and on top of that, they're trying to get the Ethics Commission where they can make it where certain people don't have what they did publicly announced and get a slap on the wrist.
Right.
You know, that's what they're trying to do. And that means if somebody like Anthony Daniels, that's a Democrat, did the same thing as a Republican, they could go full force on them, but their little clique could make it where they, and you know, and I'm a Republican, but you don't do the wrong thing. The Ethics Commission should be able to do what it needs to do independently and without any legislative something that's going to protect these legislators.
Yeah, this bill, jurisdiction would fall under the Gaming Commission, which, let's just be honest, would just be their besties, you know, that would do their bidding for them and enforce what they want to enforce. And don't let the narrative of, I mean, are you for illegal gambling? Are you for these illegal casino bingo halls? Are you for, don't let them trick you into thinking that that is why we have to legalize gambling. I say all the time, human trafficking is a huge problem and it's illegal. That doesn't mean you legalize it. I mean, it's just, it's a gaslighting way of thinking. And a lot of people are falling into that trap. There are rules on the books. If you really want to stop illegal gambling, there are things you can do now. They just don't want to. And honestly, they want to make money off people's vices and people's addictions and people's... It's really disgusting what the legislature is doing.
That's why I say that they need to do some religious fasting.
But yes.
I appreciate y'all letting me have my say, and I appreciate all the information.
I hope you feel
Charles.
Better.
And yeah, I hope you feel better.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So let's go to Red Top. Red Top, good Friday morning to you. How are you?
Am I on?
You are.
There we go. Hey, guys. We're having a nice cloudy spring day here in Montgomery. It's been beautiful weather. And I want to start talking about, well, we know Alabama not capable of running prisons, delivering education, They're too stupid to get medical marijuana out because they just don't want to, and this goes for the same thing with gambling. This state does not want people to have freedom, good education, and the state legislature is quite an obvious mechanism that why this is not happening. They got loads of money, guys. There's a whole city block, 140-foot building going up in downtown Montgomery. I think that's the new House of Representatives, Scott.
You know what? He stepped out for a minute, but yes, they are going to be building a new building.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are building it. My next-door neighbor is an electrician, and it's a whole city block. These guys are swimming in money. And I'm ready for them to get the hell out, leave me alone, and let me go about my life without their interference. What is this police force they're talking about with the gambling stuff?
Oh, isn't this going to be a delight, Allison? I mean, it's just their little commission filled with their friends who get to do more of what they want because that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's the gaming commission would be able to choose officers, a police force that would go out and make sure that the casinos and gambling entities were following all the rules. But the problem is it basically gives them just free rein to enforce or not enforce or do what they want. They're not accountable. They don't fall under any other ALEA jurisdiction in the state of Alabama. It's very, very weird.
The last damn thing this state needs is more cops or anywhere in the United States. You know, I've had enough of the cops. I'm 70 years old. I've been harassed with them by the cops for marijuana for 56 years. I'm sick of their ass. And,
well, it is illegal.
It is what?
It is illegal.
That's just because everybody... it's been illegal for reasons that have nothing to do with medicine. And, you know, I've been waiting 3 years now for medical marijuana. It ain't going to happen. And on top of that, the dumbasses made it all gummies, which all it does is make it attractive to children. What was the deal with that, guys? I want to get this head of the Marijuana Commission on the air. Can y'all bring him on the air so we can toast his ass?
Oh, I would love to have
him. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Of the commission.
I've been in a meeting with them before, and I don't know. It's funny because they don't seem to know a ton.
Yeah, is he completely just stupid as hell?
I just think it's typical, like when the government tries to run anything, it usually doesn't go very well.
This is a special case, though. You'd almost have to work at it, try very hard to bungle this one so bad.
You know what? We need a damn recall amendment in this state, big time. And, you know, that's all there is to it. We need to get rid of these damn people because they've had us by the you-know-what for long enough. I'm tired of it. And let's all pray very much for Sky's wife. This is a long, hard recovery.
Sweet Martha.
She needs everybody's prayer. If you need to fast for her, do it. Fasting never killed anybody. I don't know why all this attention to fasting is, but when gas is $3.17 a gallon, I don't give a damn. Y'all have a great weekend. Roll Tide, go
Fuck. Wow.
So, a couple of things. Thanks, Red Top. There's a couple of things, though, that just happened. And it happened with your call that I think is interesting. Conversational interest. Okay? So, Charles I of Doheny, you said something to him, and that was, don't let them strawman you. They're gaslighting, but they're strawmanning by saying, well, you're not for this. That's exactly what Red Top just did. You're not for freedom. And you're not for freedom because you're not for marijuana, or you're not for, basically his is marijuana. I think that's very interesting when we're in conversation with people to pay attention that they'll say you're not for something when actually you are. And oh, by the way, marijuana is still illegal. And if you have a medical issue, doctors are already prescribing Marinol. So I don't know the problem. Yeah. And so then you go look at the states that they do have marijuana, and now they're pulling back on what they've allowed because it's been such a disaster. Oregon is the first state that comes to mind. But I think that, and I was listening to a podcast on the way in, but it's really important, especially when we're talking about gambling. We don't want all these rogue elements in our state, but we need the police. But do we need a whole nother gambling commission? And so there's layers to the situation that we are putting all together. We're asking you to consider all of that that they're going to bring to the table that is going to happen, and it's going to be sanctified and blessed by the state. Corruption will be. And they're going to be sanctified and blessed by their own people, so they're going to do whatever they want. And then yet we say, well, we don't want police, but who's going to come in and say, well, what the governor and her little cohorts are doing is wrong? And so we need all of it to go together. But what we're really asking for is for people who are honest. And that's very hard to find, right?
I just want people to choose a lane, which, yes, goes back to being honest. Like, just be who you are. Mm-hmm. If you really aren't a conservative, don't lie to me and tell me you are. I get convicted because actually the legislature, and I want to talk about it at some point, is doing some great, really conservative bills are being passed out of committee. Hopefully we'll make it to the floor. I mean, I am hopeful that we will pass some good things, but when you come out and this IVF and gambling are the first things that you show the people of Alabama from this conservative supermajority,
right?
I'm not buying it. So I'm with you. Stop lying.
Exactly. I'm for that. Y'all are listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back. Guess you liked it better that way.
She's living all alone in Dallas, Texas.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6'8", equal housing lender.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Scott Beeson, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Just a little issue to deal with there for a few mementos. We appreciate the ladies taking over. So again, what does this song say? Because modern music, look, me being an outsider thinks, you know, modern music, there's really not a lot of brains behind it. It's just like...
That was like 90s whatever. Music. It's still modern.
Yeah. So it says what
somebody's hiney is drowning the icebox and giving me chills.
Yeah.
It's Weezer. Say It Ain't So.
Okay. Yeah, we sure wanna, it says hiney?
No. Okay. It's like that's there's what a bathroom on the right.
I'm going to look up...
It's definitely not the right words.
Weezer...
You sure? Okay.
Say it ain't so.
We started to explore this last week, and Sky says, what does it really say, Sky? This is not classic rock.
Hey, that's not my pick.
Guys, that was my pick.
I'm not taking any credit.
What does it really say?
What kind of hiney?
You're kidding.
It is a hiney?
It is a hiney?
What kind of hiney? Somebody please tell me what kind of hiney.
It's somebody's, is what it says.
For real.
Wait.
Beer drinkers.
Oh, I was
going
to say
kind
a Heineken?
It's a Heineken.
It's a kind of Heineken?
Yeah.
It's a Heineken. What kind of Heineken?
Spelled like H-E-I-N-E, which is Heineken.
Okay, somebody's Heine
is... a Heineken beer.
What's the next part? Drowning the icebox?
Is crowding my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
Excuse me, I'm reading the lyrics.
Okay, sorry.
Feels good.
That's profound. I mean,
inside.
No other way to put it.
Oh, this is even better. Flip on the telly. Wrestle with Jimmy. Something is bubbling behind my back. The bottle is ready to blow. Say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. Say it ain't so. My love is a life taker. And on and on. Guys, this is deep. This is deep.
That lyrics sounds so 90s-ish. That I takes me back.
Well, you know, modern culture. We went from Shakespeare to that.
Pretty sure they were smoking pot.
Romeo, wherefore out there? Romeo, wherefore be my honey?
Yeah, there's no problem with this.
It's clearing my icebox.
What you thought you heard is what you heard.
It's what we thought we heard is... Is right.
Which is sad because I thought it was ridiculous.
Let's go. Who are we going to? Sam from Pike County, who wants to talk about the devil's lettuce. Did y'all get Red Top while I was gone?
We got Red Top, and Red Top said he's had enough of the police. Mm-hmm. They need to handle marijuana. And what else? That was basically it.
He's mad at the police?
He said he doesn't want any more police, that they've been chasing him for like 40 years because of his marijuana. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't understand why they won't. leave him alone.
Just leave him alone.
And then he says we're against freedom. He does, our people don't want Alabama to have any kind of freedom because we don't have marijuana or gambling.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, listen. Scott Beeson's recap is cutting into my time. Yeah. And I'm getting kind of anxious.
Way to stand up for yourself, Sam.
You think I listen to the show when I can. Sam, what do you got on your mind? It better be good.
Listen, talking about Heinies. When I hear the word Heine, I think of a diaper-changing song. Have y'all heard this one? Boom, 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 I see your Heine. Boom, 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 it's big and shiny. Boom, 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 if you don't hide it, I'm going to bite it. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so, you know.
Playing all the hits all day long.
If you don't hide it, I'm going to bite it. Mm-hmm. It's a baby.
You don't hide it. I know. Mm-hmm. And then the baby, you know, wet and sprays in the face and all the diaper changing. Yeah, all that. Oh, then it becomes a job.
There you go.
Spanking the stink tones there.
That was a song, wasn't it?
All right.
Day before yesterday, Montgomery Advertiser, local paper, picked up an article from The Wire. And it was, I sent Amy Beth a copy. New York City.
I got it. Thank you.
New York State. Yes, ma'am. All the trouble they're having. And basically, it's legal dispensaries. Lots of lawsuits. New York has broken out. And, well, it's the black market. And it reminded me of what's going on with Alabama. The problems of getting dispensaries opened and running. The medical thing, you know, it's not going to be a problem. But it's just a lot of people want to make money off of it, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
No. Sam, they are all in it just to help people.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
They're people.
You're a good person to believe that. other than that, only the other time I've seen a lot of people, I'll let that go. That was fun with the fastener alert. Again, y'all sound great, but I wanted to share that about what I saw in the paper. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sending
Appreciate
that
it,
to
Sam.
Me.
Okay.
Boom, boom, I don't boom, think boom, trust boom, anything.
See, I learned
Finish
it.
Strong, Sam.
The song.
I see your hiney. Mm-hmm. All bright and shiny.
That's right.
It's amazing the things that you
It makes me giggle to see it wiggle.
That's how you
That's
do.
The one you
Yes,
that's
is adorable. That why you know? Yeah. I'm not biting anybody's hiney.
I'm not either.
Is this,
makes
this
me
is
giggle
a real
to
song?
See it wiggle.
Yeah. It's a real song.
Is that a different chorus? Is that a different
You sing it to your babies when you change their diaper. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know where it came from.
Oh, Scott.
I don't think I ever sang it.
It's a big hit.
Guys, can we talk to AOC's boyfriend?
Absolutely.
I'm kind Let's of excited that. About this.
Welcome into the program, AOC's boyfriend.
Hello, this is Rico Suave. Hello to the ladies out there. I just wanted to let you know I am not a crime. I am a man. A hot, heterosexual man. You can call me Rico.
Rico, AOC's boyfriend, Rico.
She has when she tries to haul ass, she has to make two trips. Yes, that's a lot. They say my girlfriend she have junk in the trunk. That's not true. She just has two spare tires.
Thank you, Rico. I appreciate you.
Sir, do not interrupt me. Sir, how many times my girlfriend got to tell you not to interrupt me? Do not interrupt me, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Rico.
I am not a crime. If I was a crime, then if I was a crime, then Trump would be not guilty.
Thank you, Rico. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, or some semblance of it. Well, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wish you would step back. My friend, you could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. We probably should talk about Haiti a little more often.
We probably should.
There's a story by Christian Caruso. Haitian gang members. Remember, the gangs were taking over Haiti.
Barbecue.
Yeah, I don't think this is some of Barbecue's.
Are you at the Gateway?
Guys. I'm at the Over the Breitbarts.
Okay.
And Haitian gang members were killed and set on fire.
I'm sorry.
In the Petionville suburb in Port-au-Prince in an apparent case of vigilantism, according to Reuters. Huh. Interesting. So, the bodies were reportedly burned after Haiti's national police, considered one of the last functional branches of the barely there Haitian state, launched an operation in Petionville on Wednesday to fight the violent gangs that have taken control of most of the country. According to Reuters, a witness saw two suspected gang members killed and set on fire, including a notorious gang leader known as Macandal. Reuters State said it reviewed footage that showed the bodies lying and being dragged in the street, one man with his hands cut off. Hmm.
So the good guys are lighting people on fire? Which tells you the state of Haiti.
This was going to be, this was going to be part of my question is, how do we know that wasn't a rival gang? But then again, at the same time, I'm kind of for regular citizens being vigilantes instead of being ruled by the gangs. Some of the Central American countries should have done that when their cartels were small, but they didn't, partially because they were defended by the governments. And this is what happens when society completely breaks down, when there's a lack of values, a lack of a goal from society to have a civil working society. These should be warnings to us in America, but I'm sure we won't take them as warnings. Now, here's a little bit more. Macandal, who was one of the thousands of men who escaped from prison in a massive jailbreak orchestrated by gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Chirizere, was killed in it. So, but the story being killed by vigilantes, are we sure he wasn't killed by other gang members? And Haiti was the place that Donald Trump said was a terrible place.
He did. He was mocked.
Mocked. Ridiculed. All of Hollywood acted like Haiti was a wonderful place. Haiti has struggled. I wouldn't say Haiti has ever been a wonderful place.
Well, can we also remember, was it last week, that they intercepted Haitians with weapons in their dinghy off the coast of Florida? I mean, so... And then we have to get back to the original question, who's starting all of this? Like, are the Clintons, are the Soroses, like, who's ginning up all of the violence over there? Because certainly not. Why now?
Well, let me ask this question. There are already people saying that we need to send American troops in to restore order in Haiti. Why would we do that? Unless we're going to really restore order in Haiti.
You mean like colonize Haiti?
Like, we're here, we hear one more shot pop off, folks are going to, it's not going to be good.
We don't do that.
Y'all are not in charge. No, what we do is we send our sons and daughters, our little boys and little girls, to stand around and be shot at by Barbecue and the boys. That's what we do. That's what we do all over the world. Peacekeeping means we send our people, we hamstring our people die because we don't want to be mean to the people who were the meanies that were there to start with, which is why we're there. So unless we're going to go to Haiti and restore order in capital letters and probably be in charge there for a long amount of time, we have no business going there. I'm not for sending one more of our sons or daughters anywhere in the world to die on the sacrificial altar of political correctness and laws or rules of engagement. No.
It's like what's happening on the border. We do things halfway and you will lose every single time in these situations.
Oh, that's a great segue. You want to weigh in on Haiti before we jump
I do
over?
Really quickly, because here's the situation. In days gone by when we weren't peacekeeping around the world, because Scott, why don't you list off for us, where are we right now? We're in the Ukraine.
Yeah, we're not technically in Ukraine.
We are
still
preparing.
In Syria.
Okay, so we're still in Syria.
We're in, where's the place where Mogadishu, we're in Somalia again,
okay,
aren't
yep,
we?
We're over there on that side.
We're messing around over there.
Playing footsie over there. Okay, and so now you have Haiti, which is genuinely close to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even able, probably, to handle the situation because we're so thin everywhere else. That here's a place where we can't win wars, we can't go fight, we can't be everybody's police keepers except that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a situation where we could be used. And are we ready to go there and to help?
No, but to do it
the way that you're suggesting, where we are going to lock it down and we are going to require law and order. And oh, and don't forget, you know, sometimes people are at the border. Sometimes.
Yeah, and that was the other story that I saw, and I don't know if y'all saw this, but I think it was in El Paso, Texas, where the illegal aliens overran the National Guard troops. Migrants rushed the border, cut through the razor wire. Here he is, it's by Bob Prince and Randy Clark. A large group of migrants appeared to push their way past Texas National Guard soldiers and razor wire barriers in an attempt to enter the United States near El Paso on Thursday illegally. The migrants appeared to be stopped by a permanent border barrier after assaulting several guardsmen. And you can watch the video. So we've said on this show, and I've said it other places, and people recoil, but you can't have a border if you're not going to enforce it or be willing to enforce it, and the word enforce comes with the word that's necessary, force. If you're not willing to use force, you don't really have a border. And we all saw pictures of the border walls and people climbing over the border wall and jumping down or falling down, whatever, and running off. So we have this mindset in America that we'll just string up some little yellow police tape and all of them will. It is exactly the same thinking as the no gun policy at the movie theater, the sticker on the door, no guns, is exactly like the no gun sticker on the door at your local school. You think there's bad guys who said, you know, I think I'll go up and shoot a school today. I'll shoot up a school today. And he's getting in, he's got his trench coat on, he's sneaking out of his white van, and he's like, oh, man, they've got a sticker. It's just exactly like the border. You think they see the fence, and they're like, well, I walked all this way, but they've got a fence. I'm not even going to try. You have to be able to back it up. And the backing it up is what people, Americans, are not willing to tolerate. Mm. Just like if we went to Haiti. How do you deal with the people who cut? I mean, you know, it is a rough place. These gangs in Haiti are not playing with each other. And how do you deal with those people? And I believe a lot of Americans, a lot of Karens, a lot of Biden supporters, a lot of suburban white women literally believe you march in there with your Be Kind t-shirt on.
Oh, preach it.
And you say, pretty please, we brought some brownies, not made with olive oil, real brownies. And I really believe they think that's how the world works.
Mm. And then they try to out-compassion each other.
I'm so much nicer than you are because I told the troops they must be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat after me. Can't you see the Marines at Paris Island? They're jogging. They used to have those kind of crude, you couldn't say them because the women were around, like, you know, chanting as they jog. And now it's like, be nice, be kind. If you are, you'll be fine. Hey, 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 hey. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. My goodness, the second half is almost over with.
Hey, our friend says she can't hear us.
What's wrong, Allison?
You're good.
I had to finish my rice cake. I didn't want to
Oh, you didn't want anybody to hear you eat.
But those rice cakes are delicious.
I'd say the bag is crunchy.
Sweet. Ready?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that bad.
Yummy.
The sweet barbecue rice cakes are delicious.
They are good.
They are good. I mean, I'm sorry, but they are.
Sky.
You put the right sauce on something, I'll eat it. I'll eat an old shoe. Oh, rice cakes like are Chris not Shaver. Good. What you've got on it's probably pretty good though.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. Well, I mean, it's flavored with it says natural flavors.
Yeah.
Like bugs?
What are natural flavors?
Wait,
do y'all remember?
Got...
Oh, look on the front.
Oh, look, her eyes are... oil.
Ugh. Which kind of oil?
Oh, vegetable oil.
Okay.
Canola
that's
oil, sunflower oil, sugar, salt, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of natural.
Tocopherols.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Tocopherols.
More of that, please.
Tocopherols.
Tocopherols.
Yeah, it looks pretty natural.
It is natural. And I found, according to the USDA, natural flavorings. I mean, listen to this list. Spices, examples, black pepper, basil, and ginger. Who could be against that? Spice extracts. Essential oils.
What is corn?
Onion powder.
Corn maltodextrin.
It's
That's
very,
not good.
It's very good for you.
It's not good. Not good.
I wonder what oleo resins are.
That's butter resins, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oleo butter? Isn't that what we used to call it?
No, I think oleo.
Or is that margarine?
I think margarine. Margarine is the one you can put out in the woods and even the possums won't eat it, right?
Ooh, I'm going to look up oleo.
Yeah, animals won't eat it. They
may be declared on the labeling as a natural flavor, or flavoring. Spices, oleo resins, essential oils, and spice extracts.
Yummy.
I'm thinking that. It's the oleo resins and whatever an essential oil is that are probably the ones that get you when they say natural flavorings.
Well, I gotta find oleo resins. Essential oils. That's like you never did Young Living essential oils.
I knew that.
Lori didn't do that.
That was a big girl thing.
Oh my word.
What?
Oils just came up because you said that. Look at the first bottle of oil. And I'm looking for oleo resin.
I got a hunch.
Oh, my word. Now, okay, all right. They are, resin-like viscous materials obtained when a spice is extracted with a hydrocarbon solvent. Does that mean we're eating solvent?
Some, like paint thinner?
You go get you some paint thinner, some mineral spirits, mix it in there with your spices. And whatever comes out the bottom, according to the New York Times, government regulations define natural flavors as those that derive their aroma or flavor chemicals from plant or animal sources. All good. Including fruit, good. Meat, good. Fish, spices, herbs, roots, good. Leaves, buds, or bark that are distilled, fermented, or, this is the one that gets you, or otherwise manipulated in a lab.
Shoot.
But it's natural. So is oil. Like motor oil. Like I've struck it. Eureka oil. That's natural, isn't it?
Yep. Wow, we're all going to
Asbestos is natural.
Stop it, Scott. I just wanted to eat a rice cake in peace.
Well, I mean, look, when you make rice cake, when you make something
you
that's inedible.
On the air, you're asking for some
problems. I put my mouth in my elbow. Yeah. But then I guess I wanted to be a little dramatic.
Okay. You did good.
It was like theater.
We only have like a minute left, but y'all want to do some news and a menopausal hot flash on the other side? Do you have your list? Y'all know what you want to
ask. Yep.
And we'll just go through them for a whole hour unless people call.
Is that your plea?
This is my Jeb Bush.
It sounds like a threat, Scott.
Please call.
Oh,
please
no.
Call.
We have
Bush
so
clap,
much
right?
information. You're just going to be blown away.
It's going to be fun and exciting. So we'll do that unless y'all call.
This is the sign in the back of the car. Help me.
Help me.
I've been kidnapped.
The little hand thing is out there. We got to take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back on the other side.